You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I'm just going to be straight up ranting for this one. However, if there's something that you can glean from this, something that you can learn, or something that helps you in any way, shape, or form that you find from this video, hey, use it. Now, you guys know I put out the video about the woman who kicked the bucket at work and how no one found her for 4 days. And I mentioned accepting the trade-offs in your life. Now, when you look at her scenario, obviously, she had to accept the trade-off of family just to keep working. Gentlemen, as we all know, Thomas Sowell's great saying, his great quote. Now, I'm going to give you the full quote. There are no solutions. There are only trade-offs. You try and get the best trade-off you can get, and that's all you can hope for. Yes, gentlemen, life is full of trade-offs. Nothing, and I mean nothing, is free. Now let's think about some of the biggest trade-offs that we as men have to figure out how to navigate. One, jobs. Work. That's a huge trade-off. Now, what is the famous phrase that can be associated with that? Time is money. Yeah. Time is money. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate, nothing in life is free. Every material possession that you have, what did you have to trade off for it? Time and money. Now let's talk about the second biggest trade off in a man's life. Women. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been saying this ever since I finally came to the conclusion and figured it out for myself. There is no such thing as a free woman. No. From the streetwalker to the wife, every woman has a cost. Every woman sets a price. There is no getting around that. I know so many game ninjas try to convince you of, oh yeah, you just got to have the mouthpiece and all that stuff, blah, 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 blah. However, as you guys know, there's a huge conversation in these spaces about quote unquote tricking. Now, I myself have done a couple of videos where I talked about the sexual underworld, and we all know the reputation of black men in the sexual underworld. Yeah. How the hell are you going to try to mouthpiece a professional? But we all know this. When it comes to the wife, she has the biggest cost. Yeah. Money, energy, attention, and time. That's what you're going to trade for a woman. And guess what? More and more men are accepting and allowing things, which is another trade-off, that normally they wouldn't allow or accept. Why? Because society has to make sure to gaslight, to mentally manipulate men into accepting and allowing things that men of the past would not. They'd be quick to say, oh, this is how you want to move? Yeah, move your ass right out that damn door. You're not going to get on my program? You know what? I'm going to go ahead and dismiss you and find a woman who will get on my program. Another trade-off, gentlemen, is the fact that we as men, as young boys, are programmed to lie. And what do I mean by that? We're programmed to lie to women to cater to their emotions at the cost of us using our logic. Mm-hmm. We as men know the truth. We know the world around us, but yet we're convinced to lie about it just to cater to a woman's feelings. Because if she doesn't like you, then guess what? You lose that potential for the possibility of sex. Yeah. Instead of us men being straight up saying, you know what? This is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. Oh my God, is that all you want? Oh my God, you men are disgusting. And of course, we know that Hollywood had a major, major role in putting out TV shows, movies that over time emasculated men, especially rom-coms, in which men should have been straight up with the women, but nope. Once again, it was all propaganda. It was all manipulation to get men to not use our logical cold brains, but instead to warm up and follow women's emotions to make them happy. Yeah, that's a massive trade-off. However, another massive trade-off when it comes to women is whether or not you're going to take the red pill itself, whether or not you're going to accept it. Yeah, there are a lot of men who are at that door. They're just at that door, but they don't want to walk through that door. And I've always said it. Look, the red pill, it's just a door. You choose whether or not you want to walk through it. And when you walk through it, guess what? The scene from The Matrix is going to play. When Neo first found out about The Matrix and he asked Morpheus, I can't go back, can I? And Morpheus kept it real with him. He said, if you could, would you really want to? And that right there, gentlemen, is a massive trade-off. When you finally understand the nature of women, when you finally say, you know what? I'm no longer under the haze. I'm no longer under that fog. Now, I truly understand the nature of women. The question then becomes, do you really want to go back into a relationship with one with all the knowledge that you have now? And yes, gentlemen, when you first get that knowledge, even I, as a married man, when I finally figured it out, yeah, the red pill rage will come. Yep, you will feel like you want to just go out and run amok and just dismember every woman you come across. But you all know that's a trade-off. If you do that, you're going to trade off and end up going to jail. But a lot of us, we overcome that rage and we say, you know what? Now we see the truth. Now we understand. So how do we move from there? Mm-hmm. I mentioned living your life as a man, how you see fit. That is another massive series of trade-offs. If you're going to do that, if you're going to say, fuck it, I'm not going to march to society's drum. I'm going to march to the beat of my own drum. Well, the first trade-off you have to accept is learning the word no. Nope. Nope. Hell no. You have to be willing to accept all of the consequences that comes with your choice. Period. Point blank. That's all it basically boils down to. Okay, what are the trade-offs for the decision that I need to make? And am I willing to accept the consequences of said decision? Yeah. Hey, moderation, gentlemen, is another piece of advice that I would give. Moderation. If you don't want to work out, cool. Don't. However, this is going to be another trade-off. If you don't want to work out and you like to eat, you know, unhealthy, guess what? You lose the ability to complain about the health problems that you're going to encounter. Mm-hmm. See, that's another big trade-off. Whatever you decide, you make that decision, the negatives that come with it, guess what? Don't complain about them. See, a lot of people want it both ways. They want to be like, well, I don't want to do this, but then when the negatives come, I want to complain about it. No, 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 no. Uh-uh. You lose the ability to complain about the negatives that come with the choices you made. And unfortunately, when it comes to women, far too many men are willing to listen to said complaints and try to fix it instead of saying, nope, your suffering is self-inflicted, therefore you fix your issues. Yeah, but still, moderation, gentlemen, moderation is always going to be the key. As long as you live a simple, fulfilled life, cool. Sometimes all it takes is going back to basics. That right there, gentlemen, is a grand way for a lot of us men to reset ourselves. That way we can live life the way we want to live it. Go back to basics. As long as your shelter, your food, your responsibilities are paid for, guess what? Whatever money you have afterwards, you're good. And as we all know, once we pretty much push women out of our lives, a lot of us men live way simpler lives. Yeah, can't beat that. Like the Chinese guy in the video, how feminism eventually freed men. More and more men are returning to simple lives. We understand it. That's a trade-off. Simple life, guess what? You're not going to be able to involve a woman in it. And more men have realized this is the way that I want to live. Simple. Yeah. And guess what? Something else that came to mind. You know, if you like video games, play them. You got far too many guys out here saying, well, no, you shouldn't play video games and this, that, and the other. If you want to watch Skinamax and you want to choke One-Eyed Willie till he vomits, hey, go for it. Go for it. But remember, moderation. Moderation is the key. Get outside, touch some grass, be jovial if you want. Don't be a complete asshole, you know. Socialize when you need to, but beyond that, no need to be all up in people's faces. Just go with the flow. But unfortunately, you have far too many guys out here saying you need to get in women's faces. You need to overdo everything. No, 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 no. Do not overdo a damn thing. Just go with the flow. Just go with the flow. Be cool. Be jovial. If people speak to you, speak to them. If not, keep it moving. That's the best thing you need to do. But But all in all, gentlemen, it's all about saying, you know what? I got to make this choice. What are the consequences? Am I willing to accept the consequences and not complain about them? If I'm willing to go through all of that, cool. I'm going to make this choice. I'm not going to waste my time trying to fit into society. Why? Because we all know this society, well, hell, the world pretty much hates men who have decided that they're not going to conform, that they're not going to go with the program, that are marching to the beat of their own drums. Yeah, gentlemen, they hate men like that. Why? Because men like that cannot be controlled. Men like that have adopted definitely one of my favorite phrases of all time. It is what it is. And there are people out there who say men who use that phrase are dangerous. And to a degree, I agree with that. Why? Because the level of acceptance that that phrase implies, yeah, there's no point in me trying to change the world or change women or anything. I can't change the environment. So the only thing that I can do is react to the environment. And guess what? By saying, you know what? It is what it is. That means I've accepted the environment. So now I'm going to move different. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Once again, have I lost my mind? Or is it something that you can learn from? Something that you can take a piece from and say, you know what? That right there, that little nugget of truth, I can use that for my own life. Yeah, let me know in the comment section. However, for all of these women out here and for society, the more men who wake up, believe it or not, the less power society and women have. Because far, far too many men have woken up and have literally run off the damn plantation. And society and women are literally shitting bricks now. Oh, yeah. Look at TikTok. That is wonderful. Women are melting down. Where are all the good men at? I.e., where are all the men that I want, that I want to try to manipulate into giving me free stuff? And society, where are the men who are going to work these jobs and take care of these women so we don't have to? Nope, nope, nope. It's a new day. More and more men have said, yep, I'm going to live my life on my terms. And I'm willing to accept the consequences that comes with it. If I die alone, so be it. That is part of accepting my way. That's part of accepting the life that I want to live. That's part of accepting the trade-off. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
How carefree is life when you stop being a simp, stop dating, and avoid marriage? Today is the first day I officially exited the simp zone, and my life is already improving. I slept until noon, went downstairs to find a place to enjoy a good meal, ordered a couple of hearty dishes, and had a bottle of beer, all for just 45 yuan. If I had spent that 45 yuan sending red envelopes as a simp, those little fairies might scold me and even call me stingy. But with that money, which those beauties look down on, I can enjoy a nice meal at a restaurant. Isn't that worth it? Today, I officially decided that from now on, every penny I earn will be spent only on myself. I'm already 35 years old. No matter how hard I work at the company, it seems I'm destined never to marry. Since that's the case, I might as well let it go, enjoy life, eat well, drink heartily every day, and be a carefree single man. I used to really want to get married, so I would starve in the morning and eat instant noodles at night to save more money. As a result, I lived like a beggar. Now that I've given up on marriage, every meal includes meat and alcohol. Since marriage caused me so much pain and being single brings me so much joy, why should I force myself to marry?